continue going through the Bible, the Word of God, that thing which is so precious to us and which we need in our hearts and our lives every day that we live. You remember last time I told you about what we said was probably one of the best known incidents in the whole of the Word of God. That time when David went as the young shepherd boy and when he slew the great giant Goliath. Now, after David had done that, of course, as you can imagine, people began to speak about David and about the great warrior that he was, the great soldier that he was, because from that point onwards, David then began to be one of the soldiers in the army of King Saul. You might have thought that Saul would have been very pleased that he had such a brave soldier as David, but the Bible tells us, in fact, that Saul became very envious, became very jealous of David, because he recognized that many of the people were paying more attention to David than they were paying to him. And so Saul set in his heart and his mind how he could get rid of David, in fact, how he could kill David. The Bible tells us that one night when he had gone into the palace, David was playing on his harp and singing some of his psalms, some of his songs to God, you remember. And Saul was listening to him singing when suddenly he put down his hand and he lifted up a spear that was by his side and he hurled it right at David's head. You remember how Saul was at this time. His heart and his mind wasn't right with God and he was doing some terrible things. But David saw him reaching down for the spear, and by God's good grace, he was able to move his head to the side so that the spear, the javelin it was called, went right in behind the wall where David was sitting. Well, you can imagine what David did. He began to flee for his life. And the next day, Jonathan, who was Saul's son and also David's very best friend, he began to speak to David. And David said to Jonathan, "Jonathan, it looks as though your father is really set to kill me." He said, "Jonathan, do this. Go back to the palace. You see if you can find out if that's what he really wants to do. If it isn't, then I'll come back to the palace. If it is, then I'll have to go and hide away in the caves in the hill." So Jonathan said this to David. He said, "David, I'll tell you what, tomorrow I'll come out here onto this plain and I'll bring a boy from the palace with me and I'll shoot 3 arrows into the air. When the boy begins to run to collect the arrows, if I shout to him, 'The arrows are on this side of you,' then you'll know that my father isn't angry with you, that you can come back into the palace again. But," he says, "if I shout, 'The arrows are beyond you,' then you'll know that my father is going to kill you and that you'll have to go and hide." So the next day, Jonathan came out then with the boy and with his bow and his arrows. David would have been hiding somewhere, maybe behind some great big rock, and his heart would have been pounding. You know how it is when you're waiting for something to happen. And he shot the first of the arrows into the air, and then the second one, and then the third one, and the boy began to run after the arrows. And Jonathan cupped his hands perhaps over his mouth and shouted, "The arrows are beyond you." And that meant then that Saul was going to kill David and David was going to have to run. So the boy gathered up the arrows and Jonathan sent them back to the palace again. Then David came out of hiding and they both began to speak together. And here's what happened, boys and girls. This is very, very important. They made what the Bible calls a covenant. Now, a covenant simply means an agreement. They agreed to do something. And here's what they agreed to do. Jonathan said, "David, if anything ever happens to me, if I'm ever killed in a battle or anything, I want you to promise to look after my family." And David said, "Right." And Jonathan, he said, "If anything ever happens to me, I want you to promise to look after my family." They made an agreement. They made an arrangement. They made what the Bible calls a covenant. And so they parted company. David went away to hide in the hills where Saul was going to chase after him for many, many years. And Jonathan went back to the palace. Now, we have to jump ahead a wee bit to get all that story or all that incident together. Some years later, Jonathan and Saul with the armies of Israel went out to fight against the Philistines, and they both lost their lives in the battle. the news was brought back to the palace that the Israelites had been defeated by the Philistines. And by this time, Jonathan had a little boy, would have been about 6 or 7 year old, and his name was called Mephibosheth, a very strange name to us. But his name was called Mephibosheth. And the nurse ran up the stairs of the palace, and she lifted Mephibosheth out of his bed and began to run down the palace stairs to escape from the Philistines. But as she was coming down the stairs, Mephibosheth slipped out of her arms. He fell on the stone steps, and the Bible tells us that both his ankles were broken so that Mephibosheth could never walk again. And so Mephibosheth then really couldn't walk except for the help of sticks, could never walk all the days of his life. And then again, many years later, when David had become the great king, one day he was sitting on the throne and he began to think back. And he thought about Jonathan, and then he thought about the covenant. Remember what that means? The agreement. Remember what the agreement was? If anything ever happens to me, David, Jonathan had said, I want you to promise to look after my family. And so David said to one of his servants, does Jonathan have any family? And they said, yes, he has one son called Mephibosheth. Go and fetch him, he says. And when Mephibosheth was brought into the presence of the great King David, he was really frightened, because he thought sure that King David was going to do something harmful to him, but he didn't. And David came forward and he took Mephibosheth up and he said, Mephibosheth, don't be afraid, don't be frightened. I'm going to be good to you. I'm going to do you good because of Jonathan, your father. Because of the agreement that we made, because of the arrangement that we made, because of the covenant. You see, when you read that, boys and girls, because remember, the Bible is always telling us about our Lord Jesus Christ and God and all his goodness and his mercy and his love towards us. And the Bible speaks of another great agreement, another great covenant, and it was this, that if our Lord Jesus Christ would come into the world and die on the cross for men and women, young people, boys and girls' sins, when they believe in his name, then they know him as their Savior. The Bible says that God sent his Son into the world, and it tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world. And the agreement that was made between God and the Father was God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ was that if Christ should come and die on the cross, then all who believe in him should be saved from all their sins. Think of David and Jonathan and Mephibosheth, but you think of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, and perhaps you. And if you know in your heart that God has spoken to you and has told you that because Jesus died, then he will forgive you for all your sins, that he will do you good, then you see what all that story was really speaking about was about the goodness of God and the covenant, the agreement, the arrangement that God would make for us. So as we go on with the life of David, as I say, we've jumped ahead a wee bit, but think of David and Jonathan and Mephibosheth, and think of all that that means as far as we're concerned.